F. Listen and look. There is one example. What must William take to each lesson?
What do we have to bring to school tomorrow, Mrs. Lake? I've forgotten.
Well, your first lesson tomorrow will be English. Please find a small metal key to bring to that class, but you shouldn't bring an important one. Don't bring the one that starts your dad's car, William.
Can you see the letter D? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Your next class tomorrow will be science. Let me look in my book a minute. Oh, yes. You're going to need a leaf in that class. Do you enjoy drawing?
Yes, I do. Why?
Because you're going to draw it and learn about trees.
Oh.
Right. You'll have a history lesson tomorrow, too. Do you have an old envelope with a stamp on it at home?
I don't know. We might have.
Well, look for one and bring that to school with you tomorrow. If you can't find one, it doesn't matter. I'll give you one.
What other lessons will we have tomorrow?
Geography. I might teach that class. I don't know yet. Mr. Chips might teach it. But you need to bring some salt to that lesson. Just a little, not a lot.
And after lunch, do we have sports?
No. After lunch, you'll have maths. So don't bring your football tomorrow, just a ruler for your maths class. Oh, but you broke yours last week, didn't you, William?
That's right. But Dad bought me a new blue plastic one. I'll bring that. Should I bring anything else?
Well, your last lesson will be music. I'm going to show you how you can make music with all kinds of things that you can find at home. Do you have a comb?
Yes. Grandma gave it to me. I don't comb my hair every day. I don't always have enough time.
Well, bring it with you tomorrow. And please wash it before you put it in your school bag.
Oh.
This is the end of CD 2.